This is Near FM
90.3. Ashling Sloan, Senior Road Safety Promotion Officer of the RSA, the Road Safety Authority. And she's joining me today to talk about checking about your child's car seats, whether they fit, because having a correctly fitted car seat is a simple measure that parents, grandparents and guardians can take to ensure children are safe while travelling. But they have RSA experience with Check It Fits service shows that half of a child's car seats are fitted incorrectly, and worrying, it's also found that 30% of these needed major adjustments to fix them. So I'm delighted now to be joined by Ashling Sloan to talk about this. Hello Ashling, how are you?
Good morning, how are you?
I'm very well. Now this is, as your report has said, it's worrying that so many car seats, you wouldn't think it, that are fitted incorrectly. Now, is this the problem? It's not the problem with the car seat, it's just us putting them in, is it? You know, trying to put them in and fit them.
Yeah, so there's a couple of things, Adrian. It's where, you know, you need to be sure, first of all, that the seat is suitable for your child. So there's two things we check. One is that it's suitable for your child, so we'll check their height, their weight and their age and making sure that it is suitable for them to use. And the second thing that we check is making sure that the seat is actually fitting into the car safely. So what I often say is that you could have the most expensive car seat and the most expensive car, but together they may not work. So it's really important that when you're checking or when you're buying a car seat, that you're making sure that, number one, it suits your child, but then more importantly is making sure that it can be safely fitted into the car. And you might say, you know, what could go wrong? You know, aren't cars all the same? But they're not. For example, you could have, you know, like sporty seats, so the seat doesn't like maybe sit on them properly. You also need ISOFIX points if it's an ISOFIX seat, and you know,
what's
some
that?
Seats.
What's a nice?
So ISOFIX is where you don't use the seatbelt, so it plugs into the back seat of the car. So,
right.
You know, you're trying to make sure that you have them if you're using that kind of seat. But like, it could be something even more simple, that the seatbelt maybe not long enough for fitting that seat. So it's really important, I suppose, along with the Check It Fit service, we also have the code of practice. And that's where we've asked retailers to sign up to, you know, providing fundamental information to people when they're buying car seats and doing the basic checks like the height, the weight, the age, and then after doing that, making sure that they fit it into the car before the person drives off with it or buys it.
But there's a problem though, you know, you can measure the child's height, weight, all of that, but children grow so quickly. So how do you keep changing the seat, or what do you do?
And that's a really good point, and it's something that we're hoping with this code of practice as well and the Check It Fit service that people will be aware of what to look out for. So, for example, as you say, children grow all the time. It's not like they stay the same size, so you have to be adjusting the car seat as you go along. So whether it's raising up the head restraint so that it's cushioning around the head, the harness would also move up and down. So this is common in all car seats, that you would be able to adjust the harness up and down. If it's a booster, you know, making sure that the head restraint is kind of up around the head and that the shoulder belt is on the hard part of the body, so the shoulder and the pelvis. And that's where you want kind of the seat belt to be on them. You don't want it on any kind of soft parts of the body like the neck or the tummy.
And then are these... the suppliers are being taught how to measure children properly, so if you go to the right supplier, because an awful lot of people may be buying them online and they won't be able to get them measured and to the same degree.
Yeah, and I suppose that's what we're trying to encourage people to do, is to go in and get fitted. You know, bring your child with you. If you can't bring them with you, bring the details with you at least. And doing that, you know, going in physically, having them assessed, and then also physically fitting it into the car, because, you know, especially over COVID times now, we've seen a huge increase in online purchases, and then they come to us and you know, it's just not suitable, or it won't fit into the car safely. So it's even more important now to be going and getting, you know, proper advice and giving yourself time to do that and to make good decisions, I suppose, about your child's car seat.
Now, you also have, you're announcing that your face-to-face child car seat checking service, Check It Fits, is back on the road. So it's visiting locations around the country. So this is coming to Dublin on Monday, the 23rd of May. So tell us about that and where people can go.
Yeah, so that was actually yesterday. We were in Blanchardstown, and we had about 50 checks coming through the service. We had a lot of car seats coming through, and it's a free service. We're coming again in July or August, so I'd encourage people to keep an eye on the RSA website.
And are you around the country? You're going all around the country?
Yeah, we go all over the country, but we'll be back in Dublin in July and August. So, you know, it's a free service. It takes about maybe 10 to 15 minutes for each car seat. So we'll do a full check. We'll check all the adjustments to the actual seat itself, and then fitting it into the car and making sure that it can be fitted safely. But we'll also help you with, you know, where it's best to position them. So sometimes, you know, a car seat might be better fitted in the middle than another car seat. So we'll help you with all of that.
Yes, because it not only depends on, as you were saying, it's not just the car seat, it's your car and how it fits, how the car seat, that's measured for the child, but then how that fits into your own car.
That's it, exactly. And sometimes, you know, people will buy a car seat and they intend to use it in various different cars. So maybe in granny and granddad's car or a childminder's car. And that doesn't always work, because while it might fit perfectly in your car, it mightn't fit in their car, or if there's other car seats in the car that you have to take into account. So it is important, you know, that you check all that when you are doing it, or even, you know, fitting it in yourself and making sure that it is safely fitted in there.
Yeah, so you're probably better off having one for the grandparents for their car and one for your own, and then kind of leave it put, because if you're moving it in and out, if you're in a rush in the morning, you're trying to put it back in.
If it's regular, if they're in the car regularly with somebody else, then yes, I would advise that, because as you say, the more you're taking it in and out and in and out, you know, there's more scope there for maybe not putting in it correctly all the time. And as you say, you know, we're all in a rush in the mornings and trying to get kids into the car and be where you need to be. So the less you have to kind of worry about, the better. But, you know, people ask me all the time, how often should I be checking the car seats or the straps and, you know, all the different things with it? And I always say it's every day. It's every time you put your child into the car, you need to be checking that it is, you know, correct on them. It's like you or I putting on our seatbelt. You'd never just kind of blasé kind of put it on and maybe not pull the slack in it. So it's the exact same when you're putting a child into a car seat. You're checking that it's fitted correctly. You know, what we often find in the summertime especially is that if you've got other children in the car maybe, and they accidentally open a buckle on somebody else's car seat, and you might know that until you actually look at it. So that's why we're saying it's important to check it every day. You just don't know, you know, what has happened in the meantime.
My goodness, you wouldn't think that. Yes, a passenger could sit in behind and they're unbuckling or taking, you know, when you're trying to juggle which seatbelt does mine go into.
Exactly.
Yes.
And you might disengage somebody else's by mistake and then realise it's yours. And especially if it's a child, they wouldn't know to tell you that they opened somebody else's by mistake, you know.
Yes.
So it's important just to check all that.
Keep checking, yeah. And now, how can they get information? How can people get information about the list that they should be checking and where they can go then for this countrywide Check It Fits?
Yeah, so on the Road Safety Authority website, so it's rsa.ie/checkitfits, and there's lots of information there, from videos to, you know, information on car seats, but there's also a section there where we list the locations that we're going to be visiting. And as well as that, there's a list of the shops that are signed up to the code of practice. So you can see there where your local shop is that has signed up to this code.
Very good. Right. So people just need to be more aware of this, you know, so it's good to talk about these things, because you wouldn't know. You just buy an old car seat, throw it in, and you think once they're belted in, and you know, that's fine. But as you say, there's so many other things, and it needs to be fitted to the child, but also properly to the car. And just
that's exactly that.
Yeah. But thanks so much, Aisling, for joining me this morning. And I look forward to... Where are you heading next? Where is the Check and Fits next in the country?
We're in Roscommon and Longford now next week. So we'll be moving our way around the country.
Grand. Very good. Very good. And you were in Dublin just yesterday, and was it Cavan last week?
That's right. Yep.
Very good. Very good.
So, yeah, we're hoping to have... We're hoping to have the whole country covered now over the next couple of weeks.
That's great. Yeah, so people can just come down and, you know, if they have their car seats and their children with them, and come to you, and you'll sort them out.
That's it, exactly. Yeah, so there's no booking required. You just come on the day.
Just come on the day, and they can get the information of where you're going to be. What sort of... Do you go to particular stores? Or is it an open air? What way is it done?
Yeah, it's usually... We try to kind of go to big car parks. So you know, Super Values, Smith's Toys, some of the baby stores as well would have big car parks, and we can go to those. So yeah, we'll have all that detail on the website anyway.
Very good. That's great. Okay, thanks, Aisling. Thanks very much for joining me.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
This is Near FM
90.3. We'll be right back.